The Ho'omoana Foundation wants to build the facility on 2 acres of private land in West Maui. Initially, the camp would have 8 pods, sites with space for a tent and picnic table. If the project is successful, it could be expanded to accommodate a total of 26 pods or 80 campers. All homeless campers will first be interviewed by the nonprofit before being given a space. No drugs or alcohol will be allowed, and all campers must comply with a strict code of conduct, which is enforced by a live-in manager who will be on site 24/7. Developer Peter Martin is donating the land. He says he wants to help provide a creative solution to the homeless crisis that's been spreading throughout the state. The most recent count shows more than 1,100 homeless people living in Maui County. But neighbors say a tent city will bring dangerous individuals to the area, drive away tourists, and lower their property values. At least 4 neighborhood associations are opposing the project. An online petition to delay approval of the campgrounds has more than 800 signatures. Critics argue there's already a homeless shelter in West Maui that provides an actual roof, not just a tent. More than 150 people are waiting to get into the shelter, including 60 children. Advocates say in the meantime, a tent wouldn't be so bad. From the Maui News, this is Eileen Chow for Hawaii Public Radio.